Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. Underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. From Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcast, comes Variety Confidential. I'm your host, Tracy Patton, and in season one, we'll focus on the secret history of the casting couch. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history of sex, money, and murder. Subscribe now to Variety Confidential wherever you get your podcasts.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Paradisus by Melia Hotels and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, and we tell stories about everything here on this show, including your stories. Send them to OurAmericanStories.com. They're some of our favorites. Up next, we continue with our recurring series about the curious origins of everyday sayings, the stories behind them. Here to join us again is Andrew Thompson as he continues to share another slice from his ultimate guide to understanding these mini mysteries, these mini stories of our precious English language.
Out of the blue means a complete or unexpected surprise, and it's a variation of the expression a bolt from the blue. The ancient Romans caught a flash of lightning on a clear day, a thunderbolt from the blue. The blue in the phrase is related to the blue of the sky. Lightning on a sunny day was obviously very rare, and the Romans began to use the saying to refer to any sudden surprise. The phrase was first used in writing by Thomas Carlyle in a book he wrote in 1837. The expression over the top, sometimes shortened to OTT, means to an excessive degree or beyond acceptable limits or outrageous, and it has its origins in trench warfare. In World War I, to go over the top was to charge on foot across open ground from the safety of the trenches. The order was given, over the top lads and the best of luck, but few had much luck as they often ran head on into enemy machine gun fire. On the first day of the Battle of the Somme in July 1916, over 58,000 casualties were sustained by the British when they all went over the top. To paint the town red means to go out and celebrate or get very drunk, and it owes its origins to a legendary night of revelry in 1837. There was a man called the Marquess of Waterford, known as the Mad Marquess because of his erratic behaviour, and he went out one night in the English town of Melton Mowbray. The group went berserk on vandalism spree, and they broke windows, pulled off door knockers and smashed flower pots. Unsatisfied with that though, they acquired some red paint and painted a swan statue, a number of house doors, and even a toll gate completely red. The Marquess later paid compensation for the damage caused, but he had painted the town red and would never live it down. A parting shot is a hostile gesture or remark made while departing, which the person hearing has no chance to respond to. And it's a phrase I've always found interesting. It dates to a military tactic from the 17th century. The Parthians at the time were an ancient race living in northeast Persia, and their army included mounted archers. These archers would ride away from the enemy at full gallop, giving the impression of a retreat. But as the enemy approached, the archers, who were superb equestrians, would turn and fire arrows backwards with great accuracy. Originally known as a Parthian shot, the phrase was corrupted to parting shot by the early 20th century. To pass the buck means to shift blame or responsibility to someone else, and it originates from the game of poker. Poker became popular in America during the 18th century, and players were always suspicious of any form of bias or cheating. To To stop this, the car dealer was frequently rotated during a game, and the person who was next in line to deal was given a marker, which was often a knife. The handles of most knives at the time were made of buck's horn, so the marker became known as a buck. When the dealer's term was complete, he would pass the buck. President Harry S. Truman famously displayed a sign on his desk that read, "The buck stops here," and that gave rise to the expression and made it more commonplace. To pass with flying colours means to have success at a difficult task, and it's a sailing term that dates back to the early 1700s. A ship's flag or banner was known as its colours, and when a ship or fleet was successful in battle and was returning to its homeland, it would sail in with its flag flying high on the mast. This indicated that the ship had been victorious. It had retained its flag rather than lost it to the enemy. To pass with flying colours was a sure sign of victory. To pay through the nose means to pay an excessive amount for something, and it's got to interesting and strange origins. It dates all the way back to the 9th century when the Vikings invaded Ireland. The Danish had extraordinary harsh tax laws, which they imposed on any land they invaded. With the invasion of Ireland, they applied a particularly harsh tax known as the nose tax. The punishment for evading the nose tax was quite perverse. Anyone refusing to pay the tax had their nose slit from tip to eyebrow. The people had a choice, either pay the tax or pay through the nose. A pecking order is a hierarchy or authority in a group, and it's a phrase that began with the farming of chickens. Domestic poultry maintain a strict hierarchy where the lead hen is able to peck any other, for whatever reason, without fear of retribution. The other hens are ordered beneath the lead hen, and each of them know which hens are lower than them and thus able to be pecked. This cascades down to the lowest hen, who gets pecked by all the other hens. It was German biologists who were observing this behaviour who coined the phrase pecking order in the 1920s, and it went on to take its wider meaning by the 1950s. A peeping Tom is a man who secretly observes women who are naked, and its origins lie in the story of Lady Godiva in the 11th century. She was married to an earl who owned large land holdings, and he imposed heavy taxes on the less wealthy, which resulted in public outrage. Godiva disagreed with the taxes and asked her husband to reduce them. Thinking she would never do it, he agreed to lower the taxes on the condition that she rode a horse naked through the streets of Coventry in England. She decided to take up the challenge, and as a mark of respect, all the townsfolk agreed to stay indoors, close their shutters, and not watch the highly publicised spectacle. Everyone kept their word in the town, except for the tailor, Tom. Tom was unable to resist a glimpse of Godiva and peeped through his shutters, and a phrase was spawned.
And terrific storytelling and great production on that by Greg Hengler. Funny, funny stuff and good stuff. Andrew Thompson is the voice you are listening to. His book, Hair of the Dog, To Paint the Town Red, The Curious Origins of Everyday Sayings and Fun Phrases. And my goodness, another chicken story. And we've watched that with our own little chickens and the hierarchy they have. There's one poor chicken that just takes it from everybody. And we don't know what to do about it because there's nothing you can. There is a thing called a pecking order. These are terrific stories about our English language and where these phrases come from. Greg Hengler, as always, great job on the production. Andrew Thompson, the stories of everyday sayings. Our English language celebrated here on Our American Stories. Folks, if you love the stories we tell about this great country, and especially the stories of America's rich past, know that all of our stories about American history, from war to innovation, culture, and faith, are brought to us by the great folks at Hillsdale College, a place where students study all the things that are beautiful in life and all the things that are good in life. And if you can't get to Hillsdale, Hillsdale will come to you with their free and terrific online courses. Go to hillsdale.edu to learn more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. Underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. From Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcast, comes Variety Confidential. I'm your host, Tracy Patton, and in season one, we'll focus on the secret history of the casting couch. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history of sex, money, and murder. Subscribe now to Variety Confidential wherever you get your podcasts.
Congratulations to Boston Children's Hospital, first place award winner for innovation in industry at the 2023 Unconventional Awards presented by T-Mobile for Business. Boston Children's is dedicated to improving and advancing the health and well-being of children around the world through its life-changing work in clinical care. And it is home to the world's largest pediatric research enterprise. Boston Children's is revolutionizing healthcare with T-Mobile's 5G solutions. Through secure, private, and reliable networks, practitioners can access internal systems and applications securely from virtually anywhere. T-Mobile for Business congratulates Boston Children's Hospital for their innovation and unconventional thinking.